Okay. All right. Can you still see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, David, you can get started. Sorry.
Oops.
Sorry, sorry. There you go.
All right. I'm calling this Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission public hearing to order at 6 p.m. on November 12, 2020. And I want to say also present are commissioners John Karoff, Sue Gorganian, Lynn Smilage, and myself, Beriducci. You can participate in this hearing by going to our Zoom meeting link found on the public notice page or by calling 929-205-6099 and entering meeting ID 878-1413-9677 pound. You can also submit written comments via email to fortpointldc@boston.gov. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review design review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions during the public comment period after the application. All right. So the first item is application number 21.0341, 300 A Street. The proposed work is at the main roof and lower loading dock roof, remove, replace, and relocate rooftop condenser units and associated mechanicals. So if the applicant will introduce themselves and we can get started. Yeah, can bear.
Hi, am I unmuted? Sorry.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Marie O'Brien. I'm the property manager for 300 A Street. I'm with National Development and I'm presenting this upgrade on behalf of the ownership AEW. Tonight we're presenting an HVAC upgrade for RTU number 8. This specific unit feeds the first floor of the building and is currently non-operational. We are proposing an upgrade to this unit to a VRF system. This will allow better efficiencies for a tenant build out, but also better efficiencies for from a utility standpoint. The biggest change is the fact that we're requesting a location change from the current rooftop location to the lower loading dock rooftop. This location change will require a structural change, which requires a cantilever system off the side of the building to support the unit, which is outlined in the package. However, we think that this is the best location for this unit. One, the fact that it is in a back of the house type area, given that the fact that it's a loading dock, but also it's closer to the physical space. So it allows us a shorter run from a mechanical system perspective to the physical space. So in turn, we think that this whole change will be better suited for the building. And as part of our five-year capital plan, all these units on the roof, as you guys probably know from Red Hat, because I know they've been a very big topic on the agenda, they've already upgraded two of the units. And as part of the building's five-year capital plan, we plan to upgrade three additional units every year from now through 2024 to make sure that the building operates at its optimal condition. So that is in short is our proposal.
Okay. So I uploaded the application here. So these are just some of the plans. This is the unit that is going to be removed and relocated to the loading dock. It's an elevation drawing of the new loading dock area.
Can you go back that to that one slide? I just want to see. So the two, the white color, lighter color or the darker color units are what we're talking about here.
The lighter color units.
Those are going to be new. The other ones exist now?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
I included a photograph at the end, so it might be easier to visualize.
So where the cones are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is back of the house loading dock area, and there's already two condenser units there. The space we're talking about is the second set of windows to the right that this unit will feed specifically.
So yeah, where the pointer is right now, that's where the two units are going.
Exactly, yes.
There's no room behind those two that exist?
Unfortunately, no. It's just from a maintenance perspective, there's not, it's from a safety perspective, there's just not enough room to get in between the current two units that are there.
Is this loading dock, was this new or was this here before, do you know? In terms of where the garage door is and the overhang and all that, is that appendage, is that new or is that part of the building originally?
I don't know if it's part of the original building.
It's been there a while.
Yeah, as far as I know, yes.
And you may have said it in your introduction here, but the reason you're taking it off of the roof and putting it here is because why?
We think it allows us a better run from a mechanical system perspective into the physical space, as opposed to being on the loading dock roof. It requires more of a longer run from a duct and HVAC perspective. So we're able to tie directly into the space from this location versus the roof.
And you have more units you're going to be installing in the next few years?
Yes, this is the only unit that we're going to be placing or that we would like to place in this location. All the other units that we plan to replace on the roof will happen on the roof.
Can you explain where the proposed sort of lines, ducts, anything that will be going from those two units where the cones are in that photograph into the building? Is there anything that will be visible?
So there will be a couple of line sets that'll penetrate into the side of the building from this physical unit, but they'll be very small. To get our fresh air system, we're going to pull that from an existing air handler unit that feeds the lobby directly below this space, so it won't have any interruption from the exterior. This is the only exterior interruption, which will be two condenser units that'll have two direct line units into the space.
That those, I assume, are whatever 3 or 4 inch pipes along the roof line, set back, I'm assuming, or is that accurate?
Yes, exactly.
And so I'm looking at the drawing here. It just seems odd that you're putting these on what is essentially just an overhang. It's not even part of the building. It just seems odd that it's, I'm assuming you looked at the structure of that that's going to be able to support these.
Yes, we absolutely did. And the thought process behind that was, there is a HVAC shaft that runs within the building, and it's tight and it's old and it interrupts the physical build out of the other floors. So we really had to consider, how we can minimize our interruption and impact to the other tenants that are already there without running additional HVAC within that shaft. So that's what kind of pushed us to look at a different alternative, which was this existing loading dock overhang. And that's exactly what it is. It's an overhang, which is why we needed a, and we show it, I believe, in the package. It's a cantilever structural system to support the two units on that loading dock overhang.
All right, let's see. It's, seems a little strange here. I mean, I don't know, you know, you call it back a house, but it is, it's part of the view from the district, you know, it's visible from from Necco Street for sure. So we don't, as a commission, we don't consider it back of house. It's another prominent view of an industrial building, just it's the backside of it. And you have looked at, you have tried to see any other alternative, even within that area of the loading dock. There's no other placement for it.
Unfortunately, no, and not in this specific area. And for the rooftop specifically, if we were to replace it in that location, it would require additional dunnage steel, similar to what Red Hat had to do on their two new RTU replacements. So for this specific unit, and as I mentioned earlier, our goal is to upgrade all of them eventually, and those will require dunnage. But for this specific unit, for this space, we felt this was the most efficient location to the specific space, and for a maintenance perspective, was in this location.
And so all these others that you're upgrading eventually, they serve your building as well, obviously.
So
I guess I'm just trying to understand, why can't you just keep it up there and it'll be in good company when all these other ones are redone?
We absolutely can. I think because this unit is on the first floor, the specific run from the first floor to the fifth floor is longer than the third floor to the roof, or the fifth floor to the roof. So the idea was to minimize the impact to the tenants that are already in that area, which would require access to an HVAC shaft within their already built out space. So our goal really was to minimize our impact to the existing tenants and find an efficient run for the line sets into the space.
So on drawing number M3.01, the sort of brick color, those are the other ones that you're going to be having to deal with eventually? Put right there, yeah. That these ones that are colored there, are those all the other ones that you're going to have to upgrade?
And then there's two on the other side as well.
Yeah. I know. I'd be curious to hear. I'd like to hear what other commissioners say. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It just seems a little, I almost would wish that it was on the roof where the other two are somehow, mingled in with those.
Well, I guess what concerns me is that it sounds as though the requirements for the district were not part of the consideration, were not part of the thinking, that it was not at least considered equally with the convenience and everything else. And that needs to be part of the decision as to whether there's a way to do it so that it is minimally or visible or not visible at all.
Right. So Mary, can we go to sheet E3.01? Is that it there? On my drawing, I have a, no, let's see, I have a, the units are, are shown on mine, the one that I have on E3.01. Okay, maybe that's
E3.01. Maybe there's a second E3.
All right, right there. That, yes, okay. That one. So where the cloud is, the darker ones are where you're planning to put these new ones.
Yeah, correct.
And so what I'm looking at is that whole large roof area behind it, where, and I see those two rectangles. Those are the ones that are showing up in the photos. Mm-hmm. And you've got that whole big roof area behind there. There's no way that they can go back there somewhere?
There's actually an exhaust behind that, those two units. Right. That square, exactly. Right.
I mean, there's the large rectangle. Is that a head house?
Exactly.
Yes. And so then to the bottom of that head house, there's space. Is it, can they go somewhere over there?
We looked at that with our MEP engineer specifically, and they didn't recommend it. And we really tried to lean on their recommendation, and they thought this was the best proposed location for these units.
Yeah, I'm sure it was the easiest one. But to me, it seems if they tuck it in behind those other ones to the bottom of that head house, you know, you're still within the vicinity. Certainly you're not having to go the distance of four floors. I think they could, you know, sharpen their pencils and figure out how to make that work. I just find it very, if it was not, if that whole roof extended, fine. And they were sitting on a roof, but they're sitting on an overhang, and the overhang is considered an appendage, a sort of a temporary kind of thing. And it just seems odd that those things are perched on top of that. It's I really think that I'd like to have your engineers see if they can't find a space on that roof behind the other two.
And I agree with you. And that was our concern with that overhang. When we specifically said to them, this isn't a roof. How do we expect to get two units up here? And yeah. That's when they said, well, we really need to consider some structural work. But they were confident that a cantilever type system off the side of the building would support these two units and provide the efficiency to the space that we needed.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt, you know, they did their calculations. I'm sure they, whether they're structurally, it's structurally sound or not. It's just that it's an overhang, and you don't ever see a mechanical equipment sitting on top of an overhang. That's basically providing a rain shield for the loading dock. I really think I'd like to see if they can, you know, I know this is the easiest place for them, but there must be a way to tuck it in. There seems to be a lot of roof area there that these things can be perched. So what about the other commissioner? Are you have any, you're okay with the seeing it like that? Or I mean, it's, or is it just a me thing?
No, go ahead.
I mean, I guess I would concur with what you're saying, David. I think if they could be located on the back side of that lower roof, it sort of, it splits the difference. It gets them out of view.
Yeah, get them away from being sort of front and center, you know?
Yeah, and it gives the owner the ability to have, you know, it gives the owner the advantage of all of the things that the proponent has mentioned with regard to, you know, the impact on tenants on each floor between this space and the roof. It seems like it might be something which could be worth pursuing. What I cannot tell on my screen, just because it's not, well, I guess my eyes are bad, but I can't tell what the large rectangle is called out to be.
Is it a head house that pops up
it there? It says existing carrier something cooler.
Thanks.
All right, so it's a piece of equipment. I thought it was a head house. Oh, there we go. Thank you. Existing fluid carrier. Carrier fluid cooler. So carrier is the name of the Is that a product name or a company like Carrier?
Probably. Yep, Carrier. Yeah, it's a, yeah, it's okay.
And then, and I don't know what that other words, other existing something ACCU typical. That's what those things are. So, all right. So I think you need to go back to your engineers and state, you know, and it, like I said, anywhere on that roof, and even if they're visible from the app from NECO court, but they're incorporated within that same roof zone, I think is fine. But to see these things, you know, sit on a sort of a overhang, sort of front and center, looking right at you is a little bit odd, I think.
Okay.
Can you, is that something that we can, if we make a motion on this, we probably would, I guess, deny without prejudice. Is that what we do, Mary?
You could do either. You could either deny without prejudice, which allows them to come back with another application, or you could continue it for more information to see if it is possible to relocate the units to the location mm-hmm. discussed.
Okay. Are the other commissioners, you all right with that?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so let's open it to public comment then. And if you can bring up the script again for me. Okay, so members of the public will now have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on the application and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand via the Zoom meeting platform. If you are calling in and cannot use the platform, you can press *9 and to raise your hand, or you can send your questions to staff via email at fortpointldc@boston.gov. I saw Sarah's hand up there.
Yep. All right. Okay, Sarah, would you like to go ahead? You have 2 minutes.
I'm not going to be that long, Mary. Sarah McCammon, Fort Point resident. I concur with the commissioners and just wanted to add 2 points. One, as most Fort Point is, we're in a flood zone. And so best practices on climate resiliency is to move mechanicals to the roof. And then the other thing I'd like to point out is if I understood exactly where the cantilevered location being proposed is, it is also across from a residential building. And I would just be concerned about any additional noise that those machines would be adding at a lower level.
Oh, that's a very
thank good you for point. Your consideration.
No, it's a good point. I did not think about that. I never even thought to ask about that. What kind of noise will we be getting from this?
Yeah, we don't expect any additional noise from these units. They're actually much quieter than the existing units that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done some research and due diligence in the Daikin and Mitsubishi units, which are the two units that we've proposed, and they are within the noise variance variance that is required for the neighborhood.
Okay. But I think it's also a valid point about the, I didn't realize it was a residential building across the way. So those people will have a, you know, full view of it as well. So if we can mitigate it by putting it on the upper portion there somewhere mixed in, however you can fit it in, I think that's going to be the best way to do this. So so why don't we just do a continuance then? Do we have to do a motion on that, Mary?
Yes, you would. I'll also just note that I don't see any other people raising their hands and I don't see any other emails. So I think it's okay to close public comments.
All right. So if somebody would like to make that motion.
I move to continue this application.
All right. A second.
A second.
All right. Commissioner Karoff.
Yes.
Berganian.
Yes.
Smilage.
Yes.
And the chair votes yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next is, let me pull this. Oops. I closed out my, oh, here it is. Okay. All right. So the next is an advisory review here for 22 Boston Wharf Road. The proposed work is to construct the head house and roof deck. So if the applicant is here, they can introduce themselves and.
Yes, this is Jessica Randolph with SGA Architects. I'm the architect for the applicant, Duck Creek Technologies. And I think Mary, you have a presentation that I had sent you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is from our abutters meeting that we did with the Fort Point community, the neighborhood association, but I think it has enough information to get your feedback and then we can make any adjustments we need to for the formal application. So if you can go to the next slide, I just start off with a little bit of history. SGA was hired by Duck Creek Technologies to do their 10th floor tenant fit out for the building. The base building was an existing parking garage with two floors of office that was built in 2018 with an additional two stories of office on top of it. The building itself is not a historic structure, but it is in the Fort Point Historic District, of course. So the roof deck that we're proposing to do was actually planned for in the base building construction with structural framing for a handicap platform lift and a stair head house, and then structural stub ups for the roof deck itself. And this roof deck is for the tenant use only of Duck Creek Technologies. It's not public or for use for the rest of the tenants. So Mary, if you can go to the next slide. And then the next one kind of shows where we are, right? So we're on Boston Wharf Road between Congress and Seaport at the little park next to us. And I know this is an old background. There's a lot of high rises going being under construction right now around us as well. So you can go to the next slide. Kind of gives you an idea of what we're looking at. So the existing roof has four large pieces of mechanical equipment. And you can see that one blank spot is kind of the area that's been left for the roof deck construction. And you can go to the next slide. So this is the existing conditions. The gray area off at the top is where the existing steel has been framed for the future stair. So it's kind of where we're blocked in. We have an existing stair in the penthouse up at the front of the building along Boston Wharf Road. It also is where the vestibule and platform lift area has been set aside, which is part of Duck Creek's tenant space. And then in that space, we're gonna have the lift and the ability to have our second door out to the roof deck. And then you can see where the framing has been, the post-ups for the steel have been left. And if you can go to the next slide. So what I put together is kind of a floor plan, some precedent images, a rendering, some of the existing materials, just to kind of walk you through what we're planning on doing design-wise for this. Most of these elements are not going to be visible from the street. They're back far enough from the edge that you can't act, and they're not as tall as they would be. The main thing that you can see from the ground, and it's mostly on the northeast side, is the stair head house. So it's a 3,800 square foot roof deck. We are installing an acoustical panel wall between the roof deck and the mechanical equipment to mask for sound. And then the main materials for the deck itself is going to be a composite plank flooring. So it's going to look like wood. We're actually around the perimeter where the railings are, we're actually going to soften it up and make it a little bit livelier with planters and hedges, also to kind of screen the occupants as well from some of the city. There are a couple of views left to the harbor from this location, so we did try and accent that a little bit. The railing around the perimeter is just going to be a simple metal railing, and then the stair enclosure. So if you go to the next slide, this is the rendering that we put together to kind of give you an idea of what that space is gonna look like. We are gonna have an enclosed storage space, but we've kind of pulled that back as far as we can on the roof deck itself. So it's not visible. That and the acoustical wall panel and the enclosure for the stair head house will all mimic the materials of the existing penthouse enclosure. It's a wet seal metal panel system. And then, like I said, some warm wood tones and some greenery around the perimeter with the furniture that's both fixed and movable that would be put into the enclosed storage space. And then if you go to the next slide. So last summer, so we started this process almost 2 years ago and started talking to the BPDA, going through the ZBA, and I started talking to Nicholas Armada at that time. And he had asked for us to do a mock-up of the head house so we could kind of get an idea of what it looked like, where it would be. So what we did is we lucked out and Google Earth actually went by and did a map of the building at the same time the head house was there. So we got some good screenshots of where it fell based on our drawings. And then we have an adjacent image that shows how it would look in our model. So it won't be bright orange as shown in the mock-up image, but that was so we could easily see it from the ground. And if you go to the next slide, so these two shots were kind of the baselines that we had identified as the areas where you could see the head house the most from. So we wanted to address those. So, and then this is from across the street by the park where you can see the head house in the mock-up there. And then the next slide. And this is just our materials palette. Got some pictures of the existing metal panel that we would coordinate with for the rest of any of the vertical panels that are tall, like 12 or 14 feet, and then the rest of the materials. And I think there might be one more picture, that might be the end. So that was.
Okay, so nothing that you're putting here on the for this is going to be visible from the street with the exception of the head house.
Correct.
So then we don't necessarily need to comment on the design of the roof deck, but the head house, what are you covering that with?
It would be a metal panel system. If you go back one slide, so you can see the gray metal panel that's on that vertical element that turns into the penthouse on the existing building, and that upper two floors of the existing building, we would be coordinating with those metal panels.
Okay, so it's not going to be white like it sort of shows up in this
room. No, it would be a gray.
Yeah.
With the same, we would follow the same patterning of the joints and everything.
Oh, the joints of the
metal panel. And the existing drawings. So we've kind of stopped at about schematic design because we wanted to get everybody's feedback. Plus we were applying for a couple of variances, which we did receive last month. So we wanted to make sure we got everybody's feedback before we went and did complete construction documents. But yes, the goal is to align any of the joints and everything along with the existing metal panel.
All right. Do the commissioners have any thoughts on this?
I think that's fine. I don't know how you could do much better.
Yeah.
You know, just using the same.
We would have loved to have had the head house in further off the roof, but we were kind of locked into place on that. So.
I think it's fine. As long as it's not lighter than that gray color that's up on the top two stories. I mean, it should be that color or darker and not make it any lighter than that. So
yes, absolutely.
So I don't have a problem with it. It sounds like the other commissioners are okay. So this being an advisory, we don't take a vote. So I guess, is that enough feedback for you?
Yes, no, that's fine. We're putting together the official package. So we'll get all the application and the official documents together to submit.
Okay.
I'll review.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Yep. All right. Next item, ratification of the October 8, 2020, the September 10, 2020, and the August 13, 2020 public hearing minutes. I looked them over and they seemed fine to me. Does any of the other commissioners find anything?
And if you're okay, could we make have a motion to accept them?
Can we accept them all in one motion, or do we need three motions?
I'm guessing we could do it in all three. As long as I name the dates.
Okay. So move to accept the three sets of minutes.
Second?
Seconded.
All right. Commissioner Smilage?
Yes.
Karoff?
Yes.
Yeah, Garganian?
Yes.
And chair votes yes. All right. Staff updates? Anything to report?
No, not really. I'll just say quickly that we've been given instruction by city leadership to not have any in-person site visits. Really? So we're trying to figure out how best to navigate that. So far, it hasn't been an issue with Fort Point, but we're trying to figure out how to do that. So just for future reference,
you wouldn't even be able to go out and meet anybody to go over something.
Yeah. So we can go out separately on our own. We just can't meet anybody on site.
Okay.
Well, that seems like it would work if we had to, though, as long as everyone could go and see whatever the thing was. And then we just have to wait till the next meeting to discuss it. That's all.
Yes.
Right.
So that's the only update I have.
All right. So if that's it, we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I move to adjourn.
All right. Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. All right.
Great.
Another one. Thank you, everybody.
And Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's
a different one for sure.
Aye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.